The Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Stephen Edu, has confirmed that school fees for SHS have been reviewed upwards, especially for feeding. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Edu said the review has become necessary because of the prices of foodstuffs. He however asked heads of schools and parents to dialogue in order to settle fees for final year students so that their examination and studies are not disrupted.
The fees was readjusted last term from 1 cedi 80 pesos per day to 2 cedis 20 pesos. That was the increase. The percentage, I have not worked that out, but that was the decision by the GS. But you see, at the time we were doing it, there were some problems, parents were agitating here and there. That is why we felt that there should be discussions with the parents to explain to them why the increases and whatever. So that is why it has kept up to this before coming out. So the adjustments have been made.
Why have you decided to make the adjustment? Is it for feeding or for boarding and lodging, or for what?
It's for feeding, because things have also increased as far as food items are concerned. So that is why there is that increase. And some few items have also been adjusted. But I think basically it is a feeding fee that has gone to 220. I think that is where there is the bigger increase.
So now, if my ward wants to go to school, how much do I need to get ready as school fee?
It depends on whether if he's a day student or a boarder.
But Mr. Du, as the Deputy Director General,
right,
parents are still finding it difficult, I'm talking about even students, to right, arrive at a conclusion in terms of negotiating what to pay for this last term when they are going to write exam. My information right is that some heads are saying that if they don't pay the two full terms fees, they will not allow the students to even write their mock. What are you telling these heads of institutions?
I think we have resolved these issues. The problem is lack of communication between schools and then parents, because you know that some schools, they had thorough discussions with the parents when these students were about to go on holidays. Because what they are saying is that because the third term is starting soon, especially for the third years and then the fourth year students, they are not going to break. In most of the schools, they are going to continue even during the holidays. So they gave these students the bill for the third term so that they will discuss with their parents, and then the parents will negotiate as to how they were going to pay the third term fees. But the instruction was not that each person will have to pay for the second term and then the third term fees. But unfortunately, you know, some parents do not even have time to find out from their schools what the information is all about. So that is the biggest problem we have. So I will urge all parents at least to get closer to the schools where their wards are and then discuss issues. If they don't understand anything, they should get to the school. And I'm very sure that the school will be very patient at least to explain certain things to them. Because if they always want to rely on the students, they may not get the right information. So I will urge them to follow up to their schools. And there are some students who parents have paid their fees, but these students have refused to pay the fees to their schools. So you realize that you go there and they are still even owing first term fees. So the parents and then the teachers, the school, they should work together as a team, because the education of the child is not only the responsibility of the school. The parents are part. And so, as much as possible, the parents should find time to go to the schools and then find out about their wards, what is happening there. If they are owing fees, you'll be told. So that at least, if there's any problem, you can address it before it gets out of hand.
But Mr. Edu, what are you telling some of the heads of institutions who are uncompromising?
For the heads of institutions, we even asked the director secretary to go around the zones, because you have the zonal class conferences. And the director secondary is going around. Just last week, he was in Takoradi to meet the Western and Central class, explaining to them how they should be very, very considerate in some of these things. You see,
Stephen Edu is the Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service.